Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Men are violating women's privacy at a federal contractor and Navy workplaces. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, I thought we solved this issue when President Trump signed the executive order. You know, no men in women's sports. They don't need to be in women's bathrooms, et cetera, et cetera. But we still have an issue here at the Department of Veterans Affairs where there is a man who thinks maybe he's a woman and he dresses in inappropriate costumes and uses the women's restroom. But the HR department, when they complained, said, sorry, deal with it.
Get over with it, yeah. So there's more than 20 female employees that contacted Liberty Counsel. We've now sent a demand letter to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs and the Department of the Navy because of this individual. And it's really unbelievable. So women employees at the federal VA contractor Exela Technologies, which processes administration records, they've raised concerns about a gender-confused male who not only uses the women's restroom, but also wears unprofessional, quote, female, close quote, attire at work and has posted violent imagery and threads on social media indicating support for violence against political conservatives.
You know, we have pictures on our press release, if anyone is curious, but he wears things like cat ears, a choker collar, baby doll dresses that are above the knee, even though the dress code requires dresses for actual women below the knee, and has been seen with a baby's pink pacifier, and he meows at people.
A baby's pink pacifier in his mouth.
Yes.
And he meows.
And this is the
people.
Federal government. He's a contract with the federal government. How can this be allowed?
Yeah, and so another woman employee reported that this man has used a woman's bathroom stall standing up with the door open and has left urine on the seat and on the floor. This is just a horrible situation that these women are confronted with. And so the women go to HR. Hey, we have this person. And HR says, you need to just get over it. Live with it. It's unbelievable. So a review of the man's social media profile revealed numerous concerning posts threatening revenge and violence. One post stated, quote, nobody is coming to save us, and quote, siblings, pick up your weapons. The associated image consists of a man in battle dress armed with an AR-15 superimposed on a transgender flag of pink and blue colors.
Yeah, that is not at all appropriate. And no. You have another post with a character pointing a gun with the muzzle toward the first person viewer stating that TERFs, which I guess is so-called trans exclusionary radical feminists, had never heard of that, ain't welcome around these parts. I mean, this is violence. He's threatening violence.
Yeah, I guess a TERF is a so-called feminist who does not recognize men as women.
But that's violence he's threatening.
So TERFs, he says, are not welcome around these parts. In other words, women who don't recognize men as women, you're not welcome here.
And this is a government office. Are they not concerned about this person
threatening
violence? In the
context of all this violence going on.
I know.
Especially with the people that are identifying as trans, that are confused individuals, that are really, unbelievable that we see, you know, Charlie Kirk, we see Brett Kavanaugh, the person who tried to assassinate him now identifies as a female, the male identifies as a female, and just recently filed in court saying that he wants to be called she and use female pronouns. The Catholic school shooting, and you name them on and on and on over the last several years, you would think that this HR person, who frankly needs to be fired for not taking immediate proper action, and maybe will be fired, by the way, we not only have sent this to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs and the Department of the Navy, but you know, we bring these kinds of things also to the Department of Justice, because the Department of Justice is looking into these issues.
Yeah, what about Title VII? I mean, where female employees should have a right of equal access to private restrooms without men present.
Yeah, you know, at least, you know, on the Navy Underseas Warfare Center in Newport, Rhode Island, there's at least two men claiming to be women. They're using the women's restrooms.
Mm.
The base legal office issued a directive allowing them to do so based on the state's non-discrimination law that make gender identity a protected class, despite this law having no bearing on a federal installation. Under Title VII, female Department of Navy employees have the right of equal access to private restrooms without biological males present. You know, so President Donald Trump did the right thing. Amazingly, he's taken a very strong position on this issue from the very beginning. He's issued an executive order 14168 defending women from gender ideology, extremism, and restoring biological truth to the federal government. That's the executive order. The administration states that the policy needs to be based on truth rather than ideology. The order established policy to deny the ideological view that permits men to self-identify as women and gain access to intimate single-sex spaces and activities designated for women, close quote. So that's the executive order. Why are they not following it? Why? Because despite what President Donald Trump said and is doing, and the Department of Justice, there's a big government out there. There's a lot of people out there, and they've been in these systems for a long time, and they think that they're going to do whatever they're going to do, irrespective of what the president says on this issue. It's a big, deep state.
Well, what about the executive order President Trump signed prioritizing military excellence and readiness? And he states that the harmful gender ideology dilutes readiness and cohesion. The order further states that a man's assertion that he is a woman and his requirement that others honor this falsehood is inconsistent with the humility and selflessness required for those who serve. You know, we talked about this quite a bit during the Biden administration when they were trying to push men into women and vice versa in the military, or say the men can wear skirts and have surgeries and all that. That is not a recipe for readiness and excellence.
Well, you see, it's kind of like stopping the train. When you put the brakes on because of the inertia that it has, it takes a long time to stop that big system. So President Trump has done the right thing. He's issued these executive orders regarding the military, regarding this gender ideology. And Pete Hegseth is doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's working hard. The Department of Justice is doing the right thing. But these things pop up because it's such a big federal government. And there are people there that say, I don't care what the president says. I don't care what the commander-in-chief says. I don't care what the Secretary of War says or the Department of Justice. I'm just going to do what I want to do. Well, you know, what happens is if these people then contact Liberty Counsel, we then can be the go-between to not only warn through this demand letter that we just sent to the Department of Veterans Affairs and the Department of the Navy, that they're in violation of these rights of the women, let alone the executive orders, but also let the Department of Justice know and the Department of War know, if it comes under the Department of War, now named the Department of War, that they can then take action, because it's a big country, it's a big system. And so, as you know, President Donald Trump has referred to it as the deep state. It is a deep state. And so it takes a while to root that information, that ideology, that practice, that behavior out of the system to bring some common sense and sanity back to it.
But you have an HR person who should be there to protect the women and their rights and saying, sorry.
Well, you know, how did the HR person get there? The HR person got there because somebody higher up that bought into
this
ideology.
Leftover, maybe,
yeah,
from the other administration.
Moved that person up there, and this HR person is just, you know, she or he switches, you know, from the Biden administration being under that particular ideology, either willingly or not willingly, but now has to change. Fact is, hasn't changed, and because that person hasn't changed, you know what? There needs to be a change. Move the HR person out. Go find another job. You can find another job in the private sector. We don't have to be paying your salary as taxpayers. Find another job. They have many other people that can be in your place. And what, you know, we're not going to stand back and allow these women to be intimidated, abused. That's why Liberty Counsel is going to bat for them. And if you know of situations like this, directly or indirectly, let us know so that we can get involved, because we've had very good working relations with the Trump administration to make sure these kinds of situations stop. The nonsense ends and common sense begins. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.